5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So, welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you just joined, Coffee Talks are short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you'd like to be featured on an episode of Coffee Talk, you can email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submissions on our website via our submission form at coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, ghost stories, or any kind of funny story that you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you'd prefer to be anonymous. Your social media username is also a great way to be credited if you would like us to share that.
Yeah. So this week we are going to read your ghost stories. But first, has any ghostly things happened to you lately?
Yeah. So I mentioned this a little bit in our last episode. Mm-hmm. But my cat joined us, my ghost cat. So for those of you who don't follow me on social media or maybe just missed it, I had a cat named BMO. Mm-hmm. Who was my companion, pretty much saved my life in more times than I am willing to share on the internet. But she unfortunately passed away in like February or mm-hmm. January of this last year. And that was really difficult. Mm-hmm. And my child recently has transferred. They used to co-sleep with us, and they've transferred into their own crib recently. Mm-hmm. And my cat, BMO, was obsessed with our baby from like the moment of conception. Was just like on my stomach at all times when the baby was here and BMO was still around. BMO wanted to like lay on the baby and sleep on the baby. And since transferring to the crib, like, which is far away from us, so mm-hmm. back to their own bed, all of a sudden I'm hearing little footsteps. Aww. And I'm laying in bed one night. This is literally just a handful of days ago. And I couldn't sleep because I've had really bad insomnia lately. And I heard what sounded like an animal going across the keyboard at my desk. And so mm-hmm. I assume it's Marceline, our other cat. So I don't think much of it. And then mm-hmm. I hear what sounds like an animal jump down off the desk. And all of a sudden I realize that Marceline is at my feet. And I'm like, what the heck? And my brain doesn't even go to ghost cat, okay? My brain goes to there's an animal inside the house, right? So I'm like, maybe you just heard something, Robin.
Maybe that's like really healthy, though. You went to the like, you know, yeah, reasonable like, thing first. That's,
I mean, we
that's
live in it. The woods and like live in the woods and we live in a school bus conversion. So yeah. It's not crazy to think like a mouse got in the bus or something like that. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, OK, maybe also you just heard something. So I'm just laying there. And again, I've got insomnia. I can't go to sleep. And then all of a sudden I hear something walk along the bookshelf directly next to my kid's crib and sounded like they jumped into the crib. And so I'm like, So I wake my husband up and I'm like, there's an animal in the bus. Because I like look and I can't see anything. So ghost cat is not presenting themselves to me at this time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wake my husband up. I'm like, there's an animal in the bus. You need to find it. I'm not dealing with a squirrel or a mouse. Like, this is for you. But I think they're like around our kid's bed. Mm-hmm. So he gets up and he looks everywhere. He can't find anything. And he's like, are you sure you're not dreaming? Da, 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 da. So then we're laying there and he's not asleep yet. And then he hears the footsteps across the keyboard and the jump down. And I was like, did you hear that? And he goes, yeah, I did. And so he goes and looks again, can't find anything. And I'm like, it's BMO. Like, I just knew it at that moment. I'm like, baby has moved away out of our bed. BMO is going to make sure that baby's still okay. Because BMO has been obsessed since birth. So like, since before I'm born. Like, when I was pregnant, BMO slept on my stomach every night.
Yeah.
And so that just, like, to me felt really nice.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
I'm not crying. You're crying. It's fine.
Yeah, it's so sweet. What about you?
Well, I wish mine were happy. Okay, so I've had a few instances and one where actually Robin was there. Well, not there in person, but on the thing. Yeah. But I don't know, like earlier, I think late last month, I kept having these instances where I would keep seeing something at like the corner of my eye. And one of the times I was sitting on the couch and my couch faces the woods. Like there's no cars, there's nothing metallic or anything out there. So keep that in mind as I'm telling the story. But I saw a bright flash of light come from basically where I read tarot and stuff at. And I was like, what the hell is that? Like, it only happened for like a second. And I was, there was no, like, it had to have been spirit related because there's no other thing it could be. It was daytime. The lights were on. So it wasn't like a power surge or anything. But within like, I think it was literally the next day, Robin and I were doing the podcast. I think we were doing the part two. I'm pretty sure we were doing the part two because I think Robin had paused it because I was like, I like freaked out for like a second. I was like, oh my God. And it's because I had my window open and like my vanity is like where I have my computer is set really close to it. And I saw a head. It wasn't a bird. It wasn't anything like that. It was
I forgot about this. I just remember literally as soon as you said a head, I was like, oh my God, I remember this now.
It scared me, but a head like from the outside of the house, not inside my house, like a head looked from the side of the window at me and then went back. I'm on the second floor, okay? Like, unless someone grabbed the ladder and then ran away pretty fast, like, there's that's all it could have been. It definitely was not a bird. But, you know, there's nothing really I could have done in that moment besides, like, freak out because we were in the middle of a podcast. So, and then actually, I don't think I told you this, but that same night, my witchling started seeing lights too, like in the house, and like bright lights, like basically orbs in the house and things like that. And we were trying to think, like, have we brought anything into the house recently? Because usually when we're all experiencing something, that usually means that something in the house, we brought something in. Basically, you know, it's not something just visiting me. But so we started to think about it. When we were in Asheville, we had gotten a vintage pair of motorcycle glasses for my witchling because they're super cute. And it reminds me.
Oh my God, I saw those. Yeah, those are so cute too.
If you've seen the house with the clocks in its walls, it looks like the goggles he wears. Like, it's so cute. It's 100. It's adorable. But right as soon as we cleansed it, I know I'm such a bad witch. I'm like, yeah, after a long trip, I like completely forgot all about it and was like, it's fine. Just come into my house uncleansed. It's fine. But right as soon as we cleansed it, like my wife, my witchling and me were all in the same room. Like it was like releasing air. It was like someone took a deep breath and released it. It was, and it like calmed down. Like, and we all like basically all said out loud, you know, you can stay if you want, but boundaries need to be in place where you're not like you scaring us. Like you can look after us, you know, protect us and basically, you know, enjoy your time here, but you've got to be respectful. So far, nothing else has happened because of the glasses. So everything's been pretty calm. And honestly, like, energy wise, it does feel like more of a protective spirit now watching over my witchling.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, once again, Maria makes the great decision not to cleanse something that's been in her house for a while. That's fine. I'm a great witch. Anyways.
Accidents happen.
And then, okay, one last thing. But last night, it seriously happened last night, but I was laying in bed. I was woken up by a sound. I was like, what the hell is that? And I saw someone walk past my bedroom door. And then, like, kind of, like, creep their head in. And I thought it was my witchling at first, but it definitely was not my witchling because it was a girl who had, like, really long hair. And my witchling does not have really long hair. And it just kind of went away. And I freaked out for a second because, I don't know, you know, like, you're in that kind of, like, half awake sort of thing. But I knew, I did that whole thing where you're blinking a ton of times and you're like, is it real? Am I experiencing this or am I like in a dream? But it was definitely, I was definitely experiencing it. But I was like, this form was so, you know how like sometimes when spirits come to you, they're like, I don't want to say see through, but you can tell that they're spirits.
They've just got like a almost like a presence that is not human, if that makes sense.
Yeah. But this one was solid. Like, I don't, like, I really thought someone had came into my house. And so, like, I did a whole I did the whole banishment thing. I mean, it went fine. And I double checked like all my locks and doors in the house. And I was like, it's fine. It's fine. And I went back to sleep with no problems.
I have with seeing spirits is that I immediately don't think spirit. I think someone's in my house.
See, usually I can tell the difference. But then, it like, as I said, it was just so solid that it really freaked me out that someone was in the house.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's fun. So follow along to Coffee Talk to see if she comes back. Oh gosh.
Oh my word.
Yeah.
But, so yeah. That being said, with all these things, all these fun personal stories, all these great me being wholesome, you being terrified. We got a bunch of ghost stories
of them. I'm
which is
so
great.
Excited.
And like, keep them coming. If you're listening to this, like, send us an email, fill out the form online, like, whatever you want to do. Out of the two, please don't DM us on social media because it will get lost. So either fill out the form or send us an email. But we got a bunch of them, so we're just gonna do four today, right?
Yes. Two each.
All right. Are you ready? Do you want to read our first one, Madame?
Yes, I'll read the first one. This one's a little short, but it's good. It's really good. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this one doesn't say anything about being anonymous. So Angela says, I was driving home late one evening when I saw what appeared to be two teenagers walking on the side of the road. They were wearing dirty, ripped clothes. I wondered if they needed help. So I looked in my rear view window. I think mirror. Yeah. The teenagers were gone. It freaked me out on my whole drive home. Can I just say that sounds like the whole like black eyed children thing, like the person who first brought up like black eyed children, like they were teenagers and they were.
No, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, it was like they said it like, I don't know, just the ripped clothes and how they look dirty and they felt like they needed help. That just reminds me of that story. Like, that freaks me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scary.
You know what people say about that? That they're vampires and not ghosts.
What? I've not heard that theory.
Yeah. Isn't that scary?
That is so scary.
Well, the original story of the black-eyed children is that the guy was driving and trying to get away from them, and they were, like, keeping up with his fucking car.
so scary.
Like, it was like very like but oh my gosh,
the black guys learn is they are always like hitchhiking or they're on the side of the road.
They want help. They need help. So, and sometimes they're children.
That was immediately when you said that, immediately I was like, oh, black eyed children. Scary. Like,
so what about your story?
Mine is from somebody named Mandy. So this happened on the 20th of January, 2017. So I love to see that you're from Europe, Mandy, because that is a very European way to put a date. I was staying at a bed and breakfast in Nottingham. Oh, well, there you go. The UK for a work trip. It was fairly average house and I had a room on the ground floor. I had found it difficult to sleep as it was so cold in the room, even with the heater on. The next morning, I went to the bathroom and I put my tubes of shampoo, conditioner, face wash, and shower gel on the base of the shower. As I sat on the loo, I watched as each bottle was straightened until they were in a row. Fuck off. I was very puzzled and couldn't quite believe what I had seen. I was thinking about it after my shower, and all thoughts of OCD spirits left my head when I heard that Donald Trump had been elected. That's how I remember the date exactly. There is a ghost in Nottingham that absolutely needs those bottles to be so straight.
You hear those stories of like ghosts like cleaning and stuff like that. I was like, yes.
I wish I had over. A cleaning ghost. Yeah. Come on over to my house. My house is a mess.
Oh, that actually sparked, like, I forgot, like, this morning I might need to like cleanse the house again, but she's already started going. No, because my dog she got hurt and we have to keep a sock on her paw right now, and poor I was girl. Using a tie to tie it off, and I'm not kidding, like, I taken off the tie so I can clean her boo-boo, and I sat it down and I went and I put the sock back on. I could not find the tie. I looked everywhere. I looked the exact same spot and everything. And I asked my wife to come over and help me look. And it was like, it legit was where I put it. And I had looked there at least 5 times.
That's crazy.
Okay. Sorry.
No, sidetracked. No need to be sorry. It's not sidetracked. You're just talking about things relevant to the story.
Yeah. Reminding me that it's time to.
This is one of those times where, like, I think I don't sleep in hotels ever. Hotels, in my personal opinion, are just filled with spirits. I've never been to a hotel that didn't have at least one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I would be able to, like, properly process what I was seeing if that happened in front of me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no, like, you'd be, I mean, like, what? Thing,
it doesn't sound like they fully processed it either, but I'd be sitting there on the toilet just like, oh, it's gonna be one of those kind of days.
Well, time to change rooms. Let me call. Yeah. I would probably call. Not that I'd want to leave the room or anything, because obviously, you know, like, organizing tubes of shampoo and conditioner is not a big deal. But yeah. I'd be like, so, you know, the front desk people, they talk about this stuff all the time. Like, they, you know, they hear stories. Yeah. So I would want to know, like, I don't know. I just find it so interesting.
The most haunted hotel I ever stayed in my life, I was there with my husband and our friend Lucy. And it was just the whole hotel was just like, the room at least we got was so haunted. Like, we all felt things in there. Of course, my husband, who's a ghost denier, was like, it was fine. I was fine. Well, I was terrified because it was just like it was something that wouldn't show itself, but the energy coming off of it was really negative, like, the whole time. And you would hear it walking in the room all night long. But the thing is that the ghost, like, the actual, like, ghost experience was completely, like, forgotten about because a guy broke into our hotel room while we were there.
Oh, I remember you telling me that.
And tried to key on our curtains, Dave, yeah. And so it's just one of those things that I always forget about the ghost aspect of it, because that guy was like, breaking into our room, peeing on our curtains.
Who's to say Dave wasn't a ghost? I'm just kidding.
I mean, I was so, well, the thing is that when the Dave thing happened, when he broke in, I wasn't sleeping at all in the hotel room because I couldn't. There was just like, the energy in there was just so thick. Do you know what I mean?
And yeah, you just
hear somebody walking around, but I couldn't see the ghost. And I'm just like, well, why won't you show yourself, is like the logic that was going in my brain. And I'd like said to the ghost multiple times, I'm like, please just go. Like, I just want to get some sleep. And like, and so I only heard Dave banging on the doors because I was up because of that ghost.
Well,
hotels
maybe,
are so cool.
Yeah. Maybe the ghost was like, I'm grumpy, but I'll help you.
Oh my gosh. All right. You want to read the next one?
Sure. Okay, so this one is from Carla. My cat Hobbs has died, and a few months after his death, his spirit visited me. I was wandering into my kitchen when I felt something brush past me, moving further into the kitchen. I turned on the light to see which cat it was, but I didn't see any. I then checked on my other cats, and they were all annoyed at the lights being turned on and disrupting their sleep. Hobbs has visited me once or twice more since then. The last time I really felt his presence, is when I literally tripped over him got underfoot. It really felt like I had kicked something, and my husband was right behind me and asked what I had tripped over.
This is just like my BMO story. I like that. I like the idea of like our pets coming to visit us again, even if you are tripping and falling over and all that.
Have you ever experienced that? Like where you physically have, like it feels like you physically tripped over something, but nothing's there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens. Oh no, yeah. More times than I can count. I wonder if it is just like, just, you know, animals just walking around and we're just tripping over them. I mean, it's maybe fine. We're just kicking them. I mean,
it's crazy, though. It is crazy if you think about it. Like, I don't know. I love it, though. I love the idea that our pets, like,
they love us enough to stay.
They love us enough to stick around. This is and
so
like,
cute.
You know, you think about it with things like with humans. If humans come back to visit or get stuck somewhere, whatever, we have kind of like that cognitive processing for our brains to be able to, like, I don't know, have desire or whatever. And like, but you can't have that conversation with a cat. And so, in a lot of ways, I just feel like it's really validating and sweet. Mm-hmm. And it makes me want to cry. Like, I'm actually getting emotional thinking about it.
No, I love that.
It's fine. I don't have any trauma over my cat dying. Like, it's really fine.
No, like, I really do think pets sticking around is like the sweetest thing ever.
Yes.
Ever.
I think it's so wonderful.
So, you want to read the last and final one?
Yes. So, this one is from Haley, who gave us her username, Haley.gamble on Instagram. This ghost story isn't mine, but it is my grandfather's. In the 70s, when my grandfather was a teen, him and his friends decided to break into a nearby abandoned mansion to drink and party. And you already know where this is going.
Oh, this sounds like a setup to like a scary movie.
It really does. The property is large, and so they went to explore to find a nice spot to hold all their, quote, base for evening activities before starting anything. He told us about how on the backside of the mansion there was a pond, not huge, but bit big enough to swim in the middle of. While searching for spots, his friends all decided to split up and explore. Another horror cliche, she says in parentheses. He went and found the lake in the back and walked around it. He was positioned just so when he looked at the lake at the back of the mansion, was directly behind it, and saw a woman dressed in white standing on the water in the middle of the lake. She was just staring at him. I've seen Blythe Manor. I know how this goes. He called out to his friends, who promptly came around to that side of the house and ran to the lake. They were on the opposite side of the lake as him, and when he yelled, asking if they could see her, they were quite confused. Ooh. Apparently, they were unable to see the woman from that side of the lake. He asked his friends to come over to his side to see if they could see her, and as soon as the first friend reached the back half of the lake while running around the side, she vanished in thin air. My grandfather told me that the woman he saw that day did not look scary or angry, sad or happy. She was emotionless and empty looking. And something about that, combined with the fact that his friends couldn't see her standing in the middle of the lake, made him very uneasy. Listen, I'm not trying to be this guy, but a woman appearing in the center of a lake and then disappearing, like, he's like, well, that's fine. But she was emotionless and my friends couldn't see her. So that's where I draw the line. My grandfather never saw her again, as he swore to never go back, and all of his friends poked fun at him for years about it afterwards, but he swears on what he saw that day.
What if he didn't see, like, a ghost per se, but he just saw the spirit of the lake?
Oh, that's kind of nice in a way.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a really nice no, spin I mean, to put on it.
Yeah, it could be, you know, obviously a ghost, but... It's so funny because my wife has a similar story. I think I've already said it on a coffee talk about the woman just standing in the field, like completely emotionless, also dressed
yeah.
in white.
Yeah, I remember that. I think you did talk about that on the coffee talk episode from before.
But, like, that's very, that whole story was like very like set up for a movie.
So scary. It was a perfect movie setup. I also love that I really love at the end that he was like, yeah, she had no emotion.
So that was fine. That's scary to me.
Standing in the middle of the lake. That's fine. But then my friends can see her with the little things. I don't know, guys. Something feels fishy about this.
That was funny. A good story.
It was a good story. Well, that's all of our stories for today. We have a ton more for next time. So we'll see you in 2 weeks on that.
Yeah, or more if we decide to do a coffee talk in between, like a different one. Yes. We'll see.
Yes. So yeah, that being said, thank you guys so much for joining us this week on Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for the links to the submission form, or you can just shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcultures.com to tell us a ghost story, witch story, just really anything that you think the community would love to hear right now.
So, as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts, or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part two exclusive episodes, have a spell of the month box, and a Discord.
Oh, and this episode will, and all Coffee Talk episodes, will also be coming a week early on the Patreon, so you'll get to hear it before anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Me too. Oops. We're so good at this.
We're so good at this. See you next time, guys.
Yep. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.